A group of Japanese politicians, including a cabinet minister, have visited Tokyo's controversial Yasukuni War Shrine, which is seen by critics as a symbol of Japan's past militarism. Now, the visit comes a day after Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe sent a ritual offering to the country's victims during the Second World War. Abe's visit to the shrine has drawn condemnation from China. The Chinese foreign ministries urged Japan to, quote, deeply reflect on its invasion history. Beijing also called on Tokyo to earn the trust of neighboring countries. Japan says the shrine is merely a place to remember fallen soldiers. Tokyo's Yasukuni Shrine honors millions of Japanese dead, including senior military and political figures who were convicted of war crimes after the Second World War. Now we're joined out of Tokyo by our Press TV correspondent there, Albert Siegel. Now, Albert, when Tokyo understands that Yasukuni represents to many countries a dark colonizing period for Japan, why do top politicians continue to visit and bring attention to this shrine and what it symbolizes?
Well, because for the Japanese, the Yasukuni Shrine is, it basically represents the war dead and those who fought in the name of their country prior even to World War II. It's not just about World War II in China and Korea. China and Korea, they always have some sort of criticism of Japan in regards to this, and yet you have many Japanese who defend it, saying that it's strictly a religious thing or respecting their own dead. And if China, for example, has Chairman Mao all over the place, and he's considered infinitely worse by the Japanese than some people say than the war criminals enshrined at the Yasukuni Shrine, it's to them it's almost hypocritical in a way that China would complain about this. Understandably, China wants all these old wounds healed, and Japan also wants to keep things somewhat in a peaceful way, which is why the Prime Minister himself tries to avoid going to the shrine. But still, as it's something he does believe in, he does send ritual offerings, at least to pay his respects. This is, again, not about honoring war dead for the Japanese. This is about honoring those who fought for their country.
Now, do countries like China and South Korea have a legitimate gripe here? I mean, doesn't Tokyo, I'm sure, understands that there are war criminals that are, being idolized there, right?
Well, I don't think they're being idolized. It's simply that these are, to the Japan, it's not about them being war criminals. Not, it's a very small amount compared to the overall, number of people enshrined there. It's simply about paying respects to those who died in service of their country. Now, it depends on who you ask. Some Japanese don't consider them Class A war criminals and such, but they are, by the international community, considered Class A war criminals. And, of course, China and Korea see Japan, any visits to the shrine as simply Japan paying homage to its past militarism. But the shrine predates a lot of this militarism or colonial things. And so the Japanese, again, it's just about paying respects. And the criticism that some Japanese have, it's almost hypocritical of Korea and China, considering that they themselves honor people who the Japanese consider to be, less than ideal.
And Albert, when you're saying the Japanese, are you referring to the government there or the people? I mean, what do the Japanese people themselves think of the shrine? Are they proud of what it stands for, or do they see it as part of Tokyo's darker days?
Well, I mean, it just depends on the group of people. A lot of people, generally, the general population doesn't care that much about the shrine, but you do have some of the more nationalist type people who do care about the shrine. And for them, it has nothing to do about the darkest days. It's simply about paying respect to their dead. Japan is a deeply, they do deeply care about their ancestors and past family members. And much, like anyone else, it's not what your family member did. It's your family is your family. And I guess Japan as a whole society, they really care about, honoring their own, much like any other country does. Again, the point some Japanese will make is if China, they honor Chairman Mao, who himself was responsible for more deaths than all of, the leaders of World War II combined directly. They just see this as a bit of a hypocritical stance.
Thank you for reporting there, Albert. That's Albert Siegel, Press TV correspondent, joining us out of Tokyo.